have again been heard in Sudan's capital just hours before a week-long ceasefire is set to expire. Humanitarian agencies say the fighting must stop so aid can reach millions of Sudanese people in need. Well, joining me here in studio is Dhafala Alhaj Ali. He's the special envoy for the president of the Transitional Sovereign Council in Sudan. Special envoy, good to have you with us on Al Jazeera.
I'm pleased to be with you, Suhail. Thank you.
Before we talk about the politics, can we just talk about you as a citizen of Sudan? You are a resident, you have family and friends, you've got your people fighting each other, your capital in ruins. What goes through your mind when you see those TV pictures that we're all seeing at the moment and that we have been seeing for, what, nearly 7 weeks now?
That causes a lot of pain in any fellow citizen in Sudan because gross violations of international humanitarian law, gross violations for Vienna Convention, this rebellion, which started more than a month against the state, they do not respect peace and security. They are targeting civilians. They are causing a lot of harm.
That's the politics, sir. I'm talking about you as a Sudanese citizen. When you see those pictures yourself, as an individual, what are you thinking? Because you've got friends and family in the country as well, I'm sure.
Well, it makes me cry without tears because any harm caused not only to my family, but every Sudanese is unacceptable and it causes a lot of harm to us. What concerns us is the safety of our citizens all over Sudan.
So let's talk about this ceasefire that's been ongoing for a week, if we can say ceasefire in inverted commas. There have been violations on both sides, according to independent reports. We're coming to just a few hours before that ceasefire ends. What's the situation at the moment? Will that ceasefire, in your opinion, be extended? Are there new terms being negotiated? Or will the ceasefire just end? What's your understanding at the moment?
Before I give you a clear answer about your question regarding the ceasefire and the possibility of expanding or extending the... Suhail, it's always good to call a spade. It is not the two sides. It's a legal government against a rebellion in the country. The legal government represented in the Sudanese armed forces, which is the legal institutions entrusted to establish peace and security according to the dictates of the national constitution, performing their duties, while the other side, unfortunately, always the media agencies call them the two sides, or equating the state of Sudan, or the country of and the government of Sudan with the rebellion. It's unfair.
You will call it a rebellion, sir, because you're speaking on behalf of the Transitional Sovereign Council of Sudan. But there is a war going on between two sides, whoever they are, as you know, a government and a special rapid security force. And at the end of the day, you've got to try and find a way of talking to each other to find a way forward, and that's what Sudanese people want right now. And at the moment, the most pressing issue is the ceasefire.
It is true.
So where are we with the ceasefire?
It is true when you say there is a war going on between the government of Sudan and this rebellion force. But who started the war? It was this rapid deployment rebellion force which has fired the first bullet. Now I will come to the ceasefire. We are very concerned with the security and peace of our own fellow citizens. This is a priority in our policy. Whenever there is a chance to extend the ceasefire, we will not hesitate a second. But unfortunately, we have agreed the first time, the second time, five times, but next day, it was the rebellion force which violates the ceasefire and they commit gross violations.
The Americans and the Saudis have been involved in negotiating this latest seven-day ceasefire. Are they involved again, and at what level in terms of the conversation with you or with the RSF?
The initiative, the bilateral initiative of Saudi Arabia and the United States is still going on regarding the ceasefire, and they are engaging with us on this issue. As I said, as soon as this ceasefire, which will end tonight, we are ready. We are ready. But our message to the facilitators or to the initiators of this initiative, they should exercise pressure on the other side, on the rebellion, to make them respect and commit to the agreement of ceasefire.
We shall see what happens in the coming hours. Dafala Al-Haj Ali, Special Envoy of the President of the Transitional Sovereign Council in Sudan, thank you for joining us here on Al Jazeera.
Thank you, Suhail.